Page 162. Read. Gripped by fear.
It was Friday afternoon, and Arun had just gotten home from school. When the phone rang, he sprang up to answer it. It was his friend, Deepak.
"Don't forget the sleepover," said Deepak. "Bring a sleeping bag and a flashlight, okay?"
Arun loved sleepovers. Maybe he, Deepak, and Deepak's brother Salim would play video games or watch a movie. He briefly wondered why he might need a flashlight, but he was too excited to think about it for long. Arun's dad packed him a snack, and his mom helped him find the bus that would take him to Deepak and Salim's house, far out in the country. He was excited to be taking such a long journey by himself and smiled the entire way. When Arun arrived, Deepak and Salim's mom had prepared his favorite dinner of curry and chapatis. The boys ate happily, chattering about their upcoming vacation. Then Deepak and Salim's dad came in from the yard.
"The tent's up," he said.
"The tent?" Arun asked.
"Yes, we're sleeping outdoors tonight," replied Salim.
"It'll be great."
"Oh,"
said Arun in a small voice. He was gripped by fear but didn't want to show it.
"I wish we could play video games instead," he thought.
Where Arun lived in the city, it never truly got dark, and people were always busy at night. Here in the countryside, the nights were black and silent, except for the outlandish noises that wild animals made. Arun had always been terrified of the outdoors at night. When they went outside, there was no moon visible. All Arun could see as he tiptoed into the darkness was an ink-black sky and some tall, creepy objects swaying in the breeze. The boys got into the tent, zipped up the door, and snuggled into their sleeping bags.
"Turn out your flashlight, Arun," said Salim. "Then we can tell scary stories."
At that moment, Arun heard a noise. Wook, 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 it went. It seemed to be right outside the tent.
"What's that?"
he asked apprehensively, sitting upright, his hair standing on end.
"It's a scope's owl," replied Salim. "They're nocturnal."
"Oh, right, an owl," said Arun. Then a peculiar quacking noise made him jump. He crawled deeper into his sleeping bag and began to shake uncontrollably.
"And what's that?"
he squeaked.
"It's just a frog," said Deepak.
"Really? That's a frog?" asked Arun. Salim pointed the flashlight at him.
"What's up, Arun? Are you afraid of the dark?"
"Outdoors, yes," replied Arun.
"Very."
"No problem," said Deepak. "Salim and I used to be afraid of the dark, but our dad taught us to see things differently." Deepak and Salim's dad was a biologist, and they often went on camping trips with him. Deepak unzipped the door of the tent, and they looked outside.
"There are three things you need to do, Arun," said Salim.
"See, listen, and imagine.
Look around you. What can you see?"
Arun's eyes gradually adjusted to the darkness, and to his immense surprise, he discovered that he could see. The tall, creepy objects were trees. The ink-black sky had metamorphosed as the moon appeared from behind the clouds.
Now there were millions of twinkling stars.
"Listen," said Salim. "You heard the scope's owl and the frog. What else do you hear?"
"A weird scratching noise," said Arun.
"Yes, that's a porcupine looking for food," said Deepak.
"If only I'd known that," said Arun.
Suddenly, he didn't feel so afraid.
"What did your dad mean when he said you had to imagine?"
"Imagine the city at night," said Deepak.
"Imagine the thousands of people working, talking, laughing, drinking tea. There are dust carts removing the garbage and staff cleaning the offices. There are doctors and nurses in hospitals. Taxi drivers are moving people from place to place.
Well, just like those people, animals are busy at night too.
There are bats catching insects and spiders weaving webs.
I get it, Arun interrupted. There are owls flying and hyenas hunting.
Right, said Salim.
So you see, the dark in the countryside is nothing to be afraid of. Just like in the city, it's as dynamic at night as it is by day.
Thanks, said Arun, smiling broadly. If we hadn't camped outside tonight, I wouldn't have thought about any of that.
Can I sleep over again tomorrow night? And can we sleep out here, where it's fun?